chita without a shiyah, it doesn't have any psulim, is oichle mishchitosei. You're allowed to eat even if it's only a cotton that made the shchita. But over omarafuna, v'ushagod loymen agabav. That's only providing you have an older person there watching it to make sure it's not a treifa. Like, true, he could do the shchita, but who said he did a good ma'aseh shchita? Maybe it was gora, higris, maybe he was shiyan. There are five different psulim he could do during shchita. So we have to have somebody standing over him to make sure he did the right type of a shchita. Rashi, Adel L'shchit, La'am en Yodiv, knows how to hold his hand the right way. Is Afal Pi Shein Aboki Bilcha Shchita. Even though he does know that loch is, still, if the Godol watches him and sees the way he's doing, that he didn't make a dross, so he didn't stamp, push the knife down, he didn't wait in between. If a Godol saw that what he did was a kosher shchita, then you will not eat from a shchita. Yochol lechol kizayis dogin. You have a kid, that the kid is old enough that he could start eating already kizayis, an olive size of wheat. That's how old he is already. Rashi, kizayis dogin is not daf wheat. No kol chameshis aminim kori dogin. Chitin osarim wheat or barley, kusmin buckwheat, shibolus shol or rye, shibolus shol oats. Kishifin is rye. Kusmin is not oakwheat. Kusmin is spelt. These are five minim. So kids, if the kid is old enough, like usually when he's a baby, you don't give him these things to eat. When he comes old already, that he can start eating already, because zayis worth of dog and of grain, then ma'achike mitziyosei. What he excretes, what comes out of his body, has a loch of tsoya, and when you want to say krishma davin, you're not allowed to davin in front of it. It is ma'achike mitziyosei. But if the kid is younger than that, he don't have to stay away from what he makes. So Drashi, ma'achike mitziyosei. Mishocho kezayis meilu b'chol linyan achila she'etsoyas minim alolo masreches. Because the waste that comes out if you have to eat this food is very bad, and therefore it smells a lot, and that's the loch you have to stay away. You can't go within his daladamas. Weiter, nachike mitziyosu meimei raglov arbamas. Even from the mei raglaim, just the water that comes out of the kid, also you have to stay away daladamas. So drashi means linyan kriyashma utrila. You can't daven or say krishma if you're within four amis from this the waste that came out. Omer Rav Chizda, Aba Bahu Sheyachol Oichla Bechtei Achilas Pras. That the Bikiri Kazayis doesn't mean you can eat it throughout a whole day. It means you can eat it within 3 or 4 minutes, the time that you eat Achilas Pras, a loaf of bread. Rashi Bechtei Achilas Pras Lebenani. Aba Len Sarach Zeakotin Leshoyis Yosimikan Hereo Koichel Achshav Chatsi Zayis. That's no good. That's like eating a half today and half tomorrow. That's no good. You have to be able to eat this kezayis of wheat b'chdei achilas pras. Omer Rav Chia Brei de Rav Yavo uvegodol. Let's say you have an older person. The person's so old he's getting sick already. And he can't eat so much. Is afa pisha and yochol lecho b'dei achilas pras. Even though he cannot even eat the size of a kezayis and olive's worth of wheat, b'dei achilas pras within these 3 or 4 minutes, still his waste that comes out is masreches, smells a lot, and you have to stay away from a daladamas before you can daven. A daladamas means if your back is towards it, or on the side of you. But if in the front of you, you have to stay away, come only end of as long as you can see it. The yasiv, what the pasuk says, Vayosef das Yosef machov yochol. Yeah, so the older you get, the sicker you get. But I call upon him. This comes out from my body. That's masriach. Rashi says. Vechol bais machov means masriach. Yeah, is Yosef machov. The older you get, so now the more your body like is masreches. So therefore, the waste that comes out also is worse. So therefore, you have to stay away from it. Also daladamas. Yochol lechol kizayis tli. If you have a person that's a krit, or kezayis worth of roasted meat, then shechtun olav as a pesach. He could be a person that can be a man, appoint him part of your korban pesach, and therefore he could be part of it. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ish lefi ochloi. You have to have a person that could eat from the korban pesach. So if he could eat a kezayis worth of roasted meat, the korban pesach has to be tzliyesh. You have to roast it. So if he could eat a kezayis of tzliyesh, then he's right to be part of the korban pesach. We have Yehudu Oimer at Sheyochol Levarer Achila. Until he has to be old enough to know what he's eating. Trashi Shechnov the Pesach, Now, Rav Yehuda Rama Achi Yochel of Arachilzoi could check out to know what's good food, what's not good.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, the Ran Taka learns know that Rav Yehuda is saying, Yehuda him again, Achi Yochel of Arachilzoi could check out the food. Kate said, what does that mean? Noisen loit soror vizorkoi egos vinoitloi. You give this going back to this Pesach of Korban Pesach. The Pesach says, Ishka fi ochloi techoisu. He has to be able to eat. The eating means you have to know what you're eating. That's part of the Pesach. So you have to, the person that can be part of the Korban Pesach is only that the person knows what's good or not. If you give him a stone, he throws it away. If you give him a nut, he takes it, that's okay. The Ran says, his son Rabbi Yehuda, to be a deya karinim bay, the fi ochloi techoisu. Says the fi ochloi, v'shech lov is a pesach, holav hochiloi. The person doesn't know what's good food, what's not good food, he can't be part of the Korban Pesach. Part of the Korban Pesach means you have to be able to know what you're eating, if it's good or not. It's sant. Yeah. Hadin alecha lulav agozel. Mishnah says, lulav, the mitzvah take the lulav on sukkis, the arova will soon see the mitzvah of the arova. There was a special mitzvah that we'll see later, that around the Mizbeach, they put arovis. They put dig arovis around the Mizbeach or on the days of Sukkot. So, shisha v'shiva. Sometimes we have these two mitzvahs, 6 days of Sukkot, and sometimes we have it 7 days of Sukkot. We'll see when. Drash and lulav arova. Shein the mikdash kol shiva. In the base of mikdash, the mitzvah was to take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. So, lulav l'netilo. The lulav was to hold the lulav. And v'arova l'hakev Mizbeach. Like we'll learn later in this parak, used to put the arovas around the mizbeach all the days of Sukkot. So sometimes, some years it was 6 days, some years it was 7 days. We'll soon see. Ha halel, to say halel during Sukkot, the yasimcha. Then you know simchas yomtiv. Drashi learns lecho bosa shlomim. The kind of b'sochim bezman shebesimitish kaim ein simcha el b'bosa. The bezman the besimitish. How will you mekayim the pasuk of smachta b'chegecho simcha by eating bosa, eating meat from a korban shlomim? Shenema v'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta shomu samachta. The afagav dai kro la bergolim ksiv, hai kro b'har grizim, v'arevo ksiv, mil bergolim simcha ksiv v'samachta v'chagecha. Heis b'yomtiv, it also says in the Pasuk, v'samachta v'chagecha. And here it says, v'samachta goes on eating the korban shlomim, so we learn out, bizman you have the Beis HaMikdash. How are you mekayim the mitzvah of simcha? Eating meat from a korban shlomim. So Mishnah says, these two mitzvahs of saying halal and eating the meat from the korban shlomim is shemoinu. All 8 days of Sukkot, even Shemini Atzeres, even the last day, also there's a mitzvah to say gan talel and to eat meat called as simchas yomtiv. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim shiva. The mitzvah to eat inside the sukkah midiraisa is only 7 days. The 8th day is Shemini Atzeres already. Hu adin nisach hamayim. That on the korban hatomid that was brought in the morning used to have the nisach hamayim. That was all 7 days. 7 days of Sukkot, he had the nisach hamayim. Rashi b'tzmidi achag shachris v'lo yarvis, only by the korban atomid in the morning that they bring the nisach hamayim, not by the evening. Can you mean to say the yuma? Yeah. V'ayta hachalil used to have the flute. That was chamisha v'shiva. Used to have the flute by the simchas beis hashoeva. Some years he had 5 nights. Some years he had 6. Rashi hachalil simchas beis hashoeva. Ho yusmeichim b'chag l'kovet shivas nisach hamayim. They used to have special parties at night to cover this new mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Or Mechalim, Mechalilim, they used to sing with flutes and harps, the Knoris. V'yoysach lil ein adoich yomtiv. He now had to do it on yomtiv. Hilkach, pomen shucha mishu yomim, v'chag, sometimes only 5 days of weekdays. V'goyin shaloi chal, yomtiv rishim Shabbos. If the first day yomtiv didn't come out on Shabbos, so you're going to have the first day yomtiv, you can't play the flutes. And you can have a Shabbos in between, you can. So then you only have 5 days in between, you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But if the first day Sukkot came out on Shabbos, then you have the next 6 days, you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So some years it was 5, some years it was 6. Now the Mishnah explains. Lulav Shiva. How do you have the case that the mitzvah take the lulav 7 days, case said, is Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. Lulav Shiva. If the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was the mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days. V'shar kol yomim. Let's say the first day of Sukkot did not come out on Shabbos. Shabbos comes out one of the next days. Then the lach is shisha. Then on Shabbos you do not take the lulav. So you only have the lulav 6 days of Sukkot, not 7 days of Sukkot. Arova. This inyan that we said around the mizbeach, they put the arovas, shiva. Sometimes it was 7 days. Kate said, how do you have that? Yoyma Shvi Shalarov Shechalius Peshabbos. If Oshana Rabba comes out on Shabbos, then Arov Shiva. Then they had the Rovis all days. Veshar Kol Yomim. Let's say if Oshana Rabba does not come out on Shabbos, so Shabbos comes out on one of the other days, then on that day of Shabbos you don't use that Rova. Then it's Shisha. So that year that Shabbos does not come out on the Shana Rabba, Shabbos comes out on one of the days before, so that day of Shabbos you don't use the Arovis. You don't put the Arovis around the Mizbeach. We'll see a Mishnah later about the Arovis around the Mizbeach. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How do you have the Mitzvah Lulav? Trashi B'yom Tavir. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. Yom Toiv Harishon Shachag. Shachag Lias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, so he said there's a mitzvah to use the lulav when they had the Beis Hamikdash, is Moilichin as Lulavayim Lehar Abayis. They used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash. Could be Erev Yom Tov used to do it. Rashi says here, on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, they used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash. V'achazonim mekablu mehen, and the chazon, the one that was in charge of the shamish, the one that took care of everybody, he put the esroigim, the lulavim down. And he put it along on top of a plank. There's a lot of planks, platforms. Leishav shom, to sit there. So kids, he used to put down all the lulavs on the platforms. The Azakanim, the older people, Menichin Eshalahem Belishcha. They were afraid they couldn't push tomorrow to get it. They used to put it away in a special room. Rashi, the first big line, the Azakanim Shedoyagim. They were afraid that Shleidovchum, they shouldn't push them tomorrow. The Yismachah, they'll be squashed. Therefore, they put their lulav away erev Shabbos in a special room. O Malam Denoyser Loimer. Now the Chazanim, they used to tell the people when you bring in your lulav here on erev Shabbos, you should know, say like this, that kol mi shemagia lulave liyodai harayu loy b'matona. You should know that tomorrow, of course, for sure, metchila, try and get your lulav. When you get there tomorrow, come nice and early and try and recognize your lulav and take your lulav, because the mitzvah is lochem and has to belong to you. But we also tell everybody to know that just lu yitzuyik, in case it happens, that you're not going to find your lulav, and you'll take somebody else's lulav, we're telling everybody right now to speak out that you're makma to whoever takes it. Whoever has it, I'm giving it to you for matana. So in other words, everybody is yoyts of the mitzvah. Whichever lulav you take, you're makayim the mitzvah. Either it really belongs to you, or even if it belongs to somebody else, that person also had in mind to give it to you for a present. So malamdin, used to teach him, loy makom mishum megila lulav liyodai hareyo loy, b'matana, should belong to you for matana. Now, Lamacha, what happened the next day on Shabbos, Yom Tov Sukkis, Mashkim, and people got up early. Oh, boy, and they started to charge in. The Achazonim, Zorkin, Oysen, Lefnein. And the Achazonim, some got afraid, and they started to throw the Esroigim to them. Voyim, Achatfin, they were grabbing them. Oh, Machinishes, Chaveroi, one guy hit the other Chaver. Now, that's what happened. Ukeshiro, Bezdin, when Bezdin saw Shebol, they Sakona, there was coming a Sakona, people getting hurt. Mamish, fighting for the Esrog of the Lovim is the scheme of the Menetakona, Shekol Echos, Viecho, Noitum Abesai. The Menetakona that even at Shabbos, Sukkis, when they had the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah of the Raisam, still to take the Lulav, the Rabbanim still let you do it. But a Kopon, they said, don't do it in Shul, don't do it in the Beis Hamikdash, do it at home. Privately, you won't get into problems. Shrashim Lamdin Bezdin Eskulam, Loimirim Yavur Lovel Chaveroi, Hareel Shaloi Matonik, there's Shloye Etzloi Lagozla Shom. For the more Nakashim, Amai Tiltol Bialmahu, Velitche Shabbos. So the Kur Akasher is, the Mishnah's Mashwa Lulav, sometimes is only 6 days. We only have it 7 days if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Then you're allowed to take the Lulav on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if Shabbos comes out the second or third day, then whenever Shabbos comes out, you can't take the lulav on Shabbos. But the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. The question is, what's wrong? Why can't you hold the lulav on Shabbos? Why should the Rabbanim make a gezeirah not to do the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos? For the Gemara, amai, tilta v'yalmahu, like the most that could be, there should be this that the Rabbanim may be asmuksa. That's the most that could be involved here. Like, you don't have to carry the lulav outside in your house, or else bring the lulav to shul on Erev Shabbos. So you don't have to carry, just to shake the lulav. What could be wrong? Like the worst could be, maybe it's nisa muksa. V'litche Shabbos.
So let's say to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Like, why did Rabbanan make Gzeirah not to take a lulav on Shabbos? Shrashi tultu bi'alma. Ein boit sad iser elo kimetal teleitzim. There's no iser to hold the lulav. Midiraisa, for sure not. The only tzad to make an iser is maybe it's like muksa. It's like you're holding wood. Now, v'chivon diminatayruhu. V'migdish kol shiva. Since midiraisa in the base of migdish, the mitzvah was to take the lulav all 7 days. So, lomo asruha. What did the Rabbanan say when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkis? On that day, you're not allowed to take the lulav, even in the base of migdish. Why not? Mas yagla tera moksabo. What's the yagla? What they find wrong, like, Bishlam, if you tell me, maybe be over Nisa Diraisa. So the Rabbanan don't want to do a Nisa Diraisa. Therefore, they have a right to say, Shevi al Tasa, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have a koyach. Even though usually the Rabbanan not oike, don't take away a mitzvah, they don't tell us to do an Aveira. But that's the klal, Shevi al Tasa Shani. The Rabbanan have a right to say, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Like Shofar, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar, even though there's a mitzvah to do it. The Rabbanan has a right to say, Shevi al Tasa. Sit back and don't do it. See if there'd be some type of an Issa D'Raisa here. It's good what the Rabbanan says, sit back and don't do it. But of course, there's no Issa D'Raisa here. All you're doing is holding a lulav. At most, it could be an Issa Muksa, but no Issa D'Raisa. So why should the Rabbanan make an Issa here? So Gemara says, Rabbi answers like this. Gezerah, yes, there's a Gezerah involved. We're afraid something may happen. Shema yitlenu biyodo v'yelech etzaboki l'lamdoi v'yavirenu v'arbamaz v'shos rabin v'hayno time of the Shofar v'hayno time of the Megillah. With the famous Gezerah, we're afraid if you're allowed to do the mitzvah on Shabbos, Sukkis, or if you're allowed to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, or if you're allowed to lay the Megillah, when Megillah and Eretz Yisrael, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we're afraid maybe you won't know the halachas about the mitzvah, so you're going to want to take your lulav to the Rav on Shabbos to ask him, is it a kosher lulav or not? Is the yeser kosher or not? So you're going to walk through the Rosh Hashanah to bring it to him. You'll be doing an Issa D'Raisa. So that's why the Rabbanan made Gezerah, don't do the mitzvah lulav. Same thing for the Shofar also. Maybe you want to know if the Shofar is kosher or not. You want to blow for somebody else. So afraid maybe you come to carry the Shofar to the Rosh Hashanah. So because it is Gezerah, the Rabbanan said, don't blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The same thing for Megillah. You're not allowed to lay the Megillah on Shabbos. Shrashi lalamdoi. Naneo. They'll teach you how to shake the lulav. Or brichosai, how to make the bracha. In the meantime, the Yivarenu Abam Rosh Hashanah. Who are these Rashi says the Muslim name of Yoytzi Rosh Hashanah? Could have been the same thing, not because you're going to walk Dal Damas in Rishas Rabin. Who in the Gemara could have said, you're going to carry out from your house into the Rishas Rabin. Illa Shabroid Mekomis Vinyonim Amrinon Yesh Lachash Lavoros Abamis. Vien Lachash Loit Sok Goyinim Hoye Munach Bekamlis or Bekarfe for Begino, the Yenkan Isser Hoit Sor the Raisa. There are cases that there's no Isser Hoit Sor. Hoit Sor is only carrying out from Rishas Yochid to Rishas Rabin. So the Chepetz Mamish has to be in a Rishas Yochid, and you pick it up there and carry it out to Rishas Rabin, that's when you chayiv. Let's say the Chepetz was in a Karmelis, or in a Karfiv, or in a Gina. That's not called the Rishas Yochid. Therefore, by picking it up and stamp putting it down in a Rishas Rabin, you'd be potter. But now that you walk through the Rishas Rabin with the Dal Damis, you chayiv for that. Or you be on a little level, or let's see, or in different cases. So that's why the Rabbanan made this takona. So you see how strong this is, that they learn out from me, how important it is not to carry on Shabbos. Like the Hilchos the Rab says, before you walk out of your house on Shabbos, you have to check your clothing, make sure you're not carrying anything. Here the Rabbanan went so far to take away your mitzvah of the rice and not to shake lulav on Shabbos, only because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it on Shabbos. The Ramash took away the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Our whole kayach is with the shofar. The Rabbanan stopped us from blowing the shofar only because they're afraid maybe we'll come to carry outside because it's rabbin. How much you have to learn out from here how common it is to watch yourself not to carry. Paita, for the Gemara Hochi, if so, Yom Rishonami, if that's the Svaros, even when Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkis, also it should be Yosser. So Gemara answers, Yochi Yom Rishonami, Rishonot Kino Le Rabbonin Bebeisai. The Rabbanan made out the corner to take it in your house, that's why you could do it. For the Gemara Hotteinach, Achatz Kona, that's how Mishnah says only at the end, after they saw the tumult that was going on. Because of the corner, Michael Maimon. But before that, the mitzvah was to take the lulav to shul, Erev Shabbos, and use it in shul. So why wasn't there a gzeirah then also not to do it on Shabbos? Elo Teretz is like this. Rishon the Yisim in Atarev Begvulin. The first day of Sukkot is very chomer. Even outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's a mitzvah that he writes to take the lulav the first day in is Lagazabu Rabbanan.
The Rabbanon didn't want to stop that mitzvah. It's a chomadik mitzvah the first day. Habahanas the rest of the days of Sukkot. The lesnayim min atera begvulim. Outside the Beis Hamikdash is not midiraiser anymore. Therefore, gozabu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon taka made a gzeiro not to take the law the rest of the days, but not the first day. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, idna nami today, anan le'adinim bekfiro diyarcha. We don't know exactly when Kashrus Bizmanas are also. How come we can't take the lulav the first day? If the first day Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, we should be able to take the lulav, but we don't make the gzeirah if the first day comes in on Shabbos, since that's a mitzvah midiraisa. For the Marihochi, he idna nami today also, we should be allowed to take the lulav, even on Shabbos, the first day. But there it says, anan le'adinim bekfiro diyarcha. We don't know the exact day when Yom Tov really is. So at the Sveika, we don't know if it's really the first day or not. Therefore, we can't carry it. We can't use it the first day. For the Gemara, though, the Inu diyade b'kibud diyachal lidchi. But at that time in Eretz Yisrael, when they used to know the Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to be Kaddish Alpi Riyah. They used to see the Levona, so they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. They knew exactly which day is the first day of Sukkot. So why couldn't they take the lulav on Shabbos? Mas einachanami, stack it true. Then they could. The time that none. Choda b'yom tov rishon shachak shachalias b'shabbos. Kolom malichin es loveyim l'harabayis. It's true. They used to be able to take the lulav on Shabbos. But Tanidach, another brayta says, Tanidach, leveis ha-knesses, even to leveis ha-knesses. Shemamina kam b'zman shem b'zim b'dishkayim, kam b'zman shem b'zim b'dishkayim. Shemamina, the east, yeah, Shemamina. That even b'zman ain't b'zim b'dishkayim, b'zman they had kiddush ha-chodesh. Al pi riyah, when they used to see the levona, they would takar a lot of use the lulav the first day on Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot came in on Shabbos, you were allowed to use the lulav the first day. Because since that's a deraisa tikalocha, that's a chomer even outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's midiraisa, the other rabbanon left alocha that you're allowed to do it. It's only this man hazeh that le'adinim b'kfir diachar, as she says, shem ein yom tov ad l'mocha, we don't know for sure when yom tov is. Maybe it's supposed to be an extra day to the month. So therefore, we, Bizman is there now, can't take the lulav on Shabbos. But at the times when they knew clearly that Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayim Mekadosh Shem Al Riyah, they used to make the Kiddush Levona by looking at the moon, they were allowed to do it, and Echnaim and Hatang, they were allowed to do it. Alright, stop here. Yeah, I think we're holding off Mem Gimel. We'll start again from the Gemara. Shalom was to say, Lulav, you don't do it on Shabbos. Only if the first day Shabbos, only the first day Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, then we do it on Shabbos. But the Shabbos comes out the rest of the days, we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos. The question was, am I, Tilta B'Yalmahu B'Litchi Shabbos? It's the only question of touching the Lulav, and most of it could be Muksa. So why isn't the Deicha Shabbos you're doing your mitzvah now? It should be Mutra to take the Lulav on Shabbos. Am a Rabbi, Zerah Shemit Lenu B'Yodu B'Yel, Zerah Tzaboki, Lulmoid, if you have